message is paramount. That message is paramount to you. I don't know if this morning you have thought it through fully yourself. But the same message that is being broadcast around the world by Trans World Radio is going out in boxes for Operation Christmas Child. That same message is the message that you must hear and respond to. That message tells me that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That means every one of us falls short of God's righteous standard. All of us. I don't care how good you think you are, you're not good enough. You're not as good as God. You're not as perfectly holy as He. My Bible lists 10 commandments in Exodus chapter 20, and the very first one says, you'll have no other God beside me. He has to be number one. Everything in your life. If there's been a minute in your life where He was not, where something else intervened, where something else became more important, well, there you violated the first commandment. I mean, we're about the other 10 or other 9. You can't get past the first one. All have sinned. Come short of the glory of God, and the wages of sin is death, my Bible says. And so if you this morning have never trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, if you this morning are still in your sins, then the Bible tells me that you are lost and that you are on your way to hell. The wages of sin is death. Physical death, yeah, that's bad. That's why death is in our world. God told Adam and Eve that the day that you eat of that tree that I told you not to eat of, you will surely die. And they did. And so do we. The older I get, the more I hate death. The more funerals I officiate in or participate in, the more I hate death. It's hunting season. I used to like to hunt. Everybody's bugging me. Have you been hunting yet? And I have to admit that I'm getting to this weird place in my life where I'm not sure I want to kill anything anymore. I hate death. I hate it. It's the wages of sin. But the Bible says it goes far beyond physical death. In Revelation, it tells us that there is a second death. And that second death is hell. Separation forever from a holy God in an eternal hell. A place where He will not be. All have sinned. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Here we have all these boxes, gifts that are going to go forth. But they're just a representation of the real gift, which is Jesus Christ, our Lord, who died on a cross of Calvary that we might have eternal life. Gift of God. Not something we can earn. It's not something we can be good enough to be worthy of. None of us can. It's a gift. The Bible says God demonstrated His love toward us and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Died for us. That means in our place. In place of us. When He died on that cross, your sins and my sins were on Him. God made Him to be sin for us who knew no sin that we might become the righteousness of God in Him. You want to know how much God loves you? Just look at that cross. He demonstrated His love for you. There on that cross. And He says now, if we confess our sins, He's righteous, He's faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now He says, call upon the name of the Lord and you shall be saved. Now He says, if you'll confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, you'll be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. See, that's the only message that matters. I don't know how many messages I've preached. I could go back and try to figure it out. It's a lot. Not as many as Phil, because, you know, Phil's 80 now. So he's preached a few more than me. But, you know, none of them matter, really, except this one. This is the one that really matters. This truth. This is the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. And that's why we support ministries like Trans World Radio. And that's why we have 2,145 empty boxes up here that God is going to help us fill and send off to send that message around the world. But I wonder about you today. Because the same message is for you. It's not just for around the world. It's not just for people in Nigeria and Ethiopia and wherever else these might go. It's for you. It's the only message that matters for them, and it's the only message that matters for you. So I wonder this morning, have you trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior? Have you come to a place in your life where you called upon the name of the Lord? Have you done it? If you say, I don't know, then you have it. Because believe me, if you've done it, you'll know you did it. Have you called upon the name of the Lord and been saved? It's the only thing that matters. Father, I thank you so much for the privilege we have to know this truth. I thank you that you've given us your Bible. I thank you, Lord God, that somebody came to me and told me about it, that somebody's come to us, that we've heard it preached, that we live in this land where it's available to us. I thank you, Father, that we can know the truth. And I thank you that we can have a part in sending forth the truth with ministries like Trans World Radio and ministries like Operation Christmas Child. I just praise you, Lord, that we can be part of your great plan. But Father, I pray today, if there's even one here that does not yet know it, hasn't yet figured it out, hasn't yet come to the place where they're part of it, they've never yet recognized that they're a sinner in need of a Savior, and that when Jesus died on the cross, he died for them. When he said it is finished, he meant all that was necessary to forgive them of their sins was finished. Lord, I pray, if there's anybody like that here today that does not yet know for certain that they're on their way to heaven, that they are saved because of nothing they've done, but because of Jesus. They recognize there's nothing in their hand they can bring. Simply to his cross they must cling. I pray if there's anybody like that today, Lord, we're going to sing one closing song, wrap it up for the day, and then, Lord, I pray that you will just, you'll just prod them, help them. Encourage them to step out wherever they are. Come to the front. Let somebody take the Bible and show them. And Lord, if they're not willing to do that, if they don't want to step out in front of other people, then Lord, I pray right now, you will not let them leave without doing it right where they stand, without praying and asking you, Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner and I know I need to be saved. I know I've never done this. Lord, save me. I pray if there's even one who needs to do that today, they'll do it. And I pray it in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.